Yeah, at the Storm, bro. Like, drinking's a massive part of the culture, so.
Sick.
We had a beer pong competition, and Scott, at my house, and Scott Drinkwater, we were playing beer pong, but Dale was blind, and Scott kept, like, pouring vodka into his beer cups, and, bro, he drank a bottle of vodka in, like, 32 minutes.
Oh.
Like, a whole bottle, and he was so pissed, bro. He doesn't realise how strong he is.
No filter with that, was there? Michael's texting, having drinks with teammates, beer pong contest, etc., is best kept behind doors. He's tarnished his current playing career. He will be a reserves player in 2022. He has also now put a target on Storm's back. An immediate attack on their drinking culture can be made anytime they have a poor game. Shame on you, Brandon. Brett Camorley, well, he played halfback 6 different clubs across a 16-year career at the top level. He represented his state, New South Wales, on 10 occasions. He played 20 times for Australia. He was awarded the Clive Churchill Medal for Best on Ground during Melbourne Storm's maiden premiership back in 1999. It's a full resume, and he's a valuable member of NRL Nation, of course. Brett, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Hey, we're going well here. Appreciate your time this morning and your insights. I mean, did this hit you like a sledgehammer, like it did everyone else?
100%, yeah. Obviously, I was thinking that Brandon Smith was going to leave the Melbourne Storm and potentially go to the Dolphins, but I didn't expect all the off-field drama to come with it. So, you know, as you said, it's put a big spotlight on the Melbourne Storm, on the culture, on the, I suppose, you know, we haven't really heard any of that about the Melbourne Football Club either, because of, you know, what Craig Bellamy's done down there for so long has been so successful. So I would think the club would be extremely disappointed that that's the focus of what Brandon Smith has been saying. Yeah, and I think, you know, I know he's a character. We see him, you know, throughout the years being a character, having jokes with Craig Bellamy. But, I think this is going to be, I don't know if it's a defining moment in his career, but I think there's going to be a lot of people that go, oh, I'm not quite sure whether what he said is the right thing to say publicly and how he's done things is the right thing to do either. So I think it's put a big spotlight on Brandon Smith, and it's certainly not a great look for an individual who, as I said, just seems to be a good character of the game and one of the best dummy halves in our game.
Yeah, and Brandon, we've read the statements, of course, Brett. Brandon Smith's statement wasn't that much better than his podcast appearance, and the Melbourne Storm statement was unbelievably strong as well. So where do the club go from here, do you think? He's contracted for next year. How does Craig Bellamy play it? And what's it going to be like when they have to obviously start work together for the new season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very touchy relationship, isn't it? You know, we're waiting to hear, you know, everything you kept hearing from Brandon Smith is, you know, Melbourne Storm get the last say. The meeting with Craig Bellamy will defy or be a talking point with him having last say in him coming or going. So I don't know how that's all going to work. You know, I think in some regards, sometimes I think the player signs these contracts or makes these statements because it looks very bad to be thinking that you can't wait to win a premiership in the Sydney Roosters jersey. I'm still thinking, has it not been confirmed yet either that he has actually signed there? But probably one more from the Storm and then have that wait to win a premiership for the Sydney Roosters. In some regards, I think that what happens is the player wins here in both ways, because if he gets to leave early, he obviously probably gets a pay rise, goes to the Sydney Roosters, who are in a, you know, a great chance of winning a premiership, or he stays at the Melbourne Storm in an unhappy relationship, and sometime during the year it blows up. So it's like, I think players come out and say, you know, and make the decision but just because they're happy to get out. So, and I know the NRL have come out in the last 24 hours and made some big decisions saying that we've got to look at this transfer window because it's just it's not working. When players can sign contracts for 2022, when the off-season, for 2023, when the off-season for 2022 hasn't even started yet.
So what does this do, Brett, to his opportunities for 2022? Is it as simple as Harry Grant, who's going to be a star anyway, he's already playing State of Origin, he comes off the bench for the Storm, does he just slip straight into that prime role now, and does it relegate Smith to coming off the bench? Do they just flip responsibilities?
I don't know whether, you know, I think in some regards, I suppose the Melbourne Storm, you probably would think were unsuccessful, I suppose, in this season as well. I thought they played very poor that last game and went out the back. I don't know whether, you know, whether the Brandon Smith, Harry Grant Both players fighting for the same position has been successful for Melbourne Storm. They're blessed to have two quality dummy halves have the ability to play. But now Brandon Smith, I suppose, was playing that jersey 13 role in some regards when Harry Grant was coming off the bench. So I don't know. I just think in some regards it's going to cause... There's going to be a distraction somewhere. There's going to be, if they go through a bit of a form slump or they don't be as successful as they have been in the past in Melbourne Storm, because, you know, I think this is their biggest challenge in the history of the club because of, you know, Nicho Hynes, Josh Adokar, Dale Finucane have all left the Melbourne Storm. So that death pool or array of talent has sort of been taken away every year from Craig Bellamy. And he does a wonderful job to replace it. But I think this next year is the biggest challenge for the Melbourne Storm under Craig Bellamy. And I think if they don't play well or there's a bit of a form slump, then it's just going to be causing issues that, you know, is it because Brandon Smith? Is it because of the culture? Is it because there's players that are going to leave next year? Is it because they're not, their heart and soul's not in the Melbourne Storm Football Club anymore because they know they're leaving? So I just think it will cause or has the potential to cause distractions that you can't have in football clubs.
We're speaking to Melbourne Storm Premiership player Brett Kamwali. So, Brett, has he damaged his own brand, Brandon Smith, not just next year, but the year after? I mean, this might be a naive sort of a question, but is there any chance that the Roosters could even be put off after what they've heard? Or is, as I say, a naive way of looking at it when so much is at stake?
No, I do agree with that comment. Yeah, I certainly think that his own brand has been affected. You know, you can be a larrikin and you can be a fun guy. You can have a laugh. You can be a giggle and a great character, because we don't have many of those left in the game. And as you said, sometimes if you are a character or say things left field, you get crucified. But that podcast he did, the comments he made, the amount of swearing he was done throughout, you know, he could have got his point across without a lot of those things that he said in that podcast. So he's coming to the biggest club in Sydney, basically, or the biggest club in the NRL, in the Sydney Roosters, if that contract does go ahead. So, yeah, he's certainly tarnished his brand, his reputation in some regards. He'll be under a lot of pressure. I suppose for you guys, if you think about it, it's what... Who would be the biggest AFL club in Melbourne?
Kangas.
Kangas? No, I don't mean 99 days.
Oh, sorry, Brett.
Yeah.
I spent a week with Brett. After they won the flag, we watched them win the flag on the Sunday.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have had these problems at the Storm. There's no doubt about that with the crew in 99. No way. Rodney Howe and Ben Rorty and Danny
Big
Williams
Laz.
And those
brick
guys.
Brick with eyes.
The brick with eyes wasn't you wouldn't have had any discipline issues back in those days, Brett, under your guidance.
No, but if you think about it now, like obviously the big four over time for the Melbourne Storm have slowly departed.
Yeah.
Now these younger players, they're now the senior players. But as you said, the culture of the football club, you know, we saw the issue with them being in lockdown last year. We saw the issue with Cam Munster, and his, you know, him and Brandon Smith were part of the party issues. So I think it's got to do with, as you said, Dave, the senior players create a culture that is very, very strong. And they've lost all those key senior players there at the Melbourne Storm. So I just think it's a very interesting time now where Melbourne's at. I think this is the biggest challenge Craig had with the roster that he's got, because every time that they lose one player, they've been able to replace him with a quality or a similar player. But I don't think they've lost the quality of players in 1 year that they have on the back of this. And then obviously Smith and Munster, you know, they had to go to the NRL Disciplinary Committee about the party in the room in Queensland and the white powder, and then obviously now Brandon Smith coming out with all these allegations. So it's a big challenge for the Melbourne Storm, and it's a big challenge for what they've created and how great and successful they've been under Craig Bellamy. But I think they would have loved Brandon Smith not to have made these comments, and potentially if he has or was going to leave the Melbourne Storm, just sign a deal and go about it quietly.
Oh, never a dull moment in the sport, is it, Brett? Hey, we really appreciate you jumping on it and sharing some time this morning. Have a good day, mate.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Brett Kamwali there. I reckon we pushed that line just about as far as we could. Struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keys Are Open Now, Werribee Northcote. And don't forget, Chemist Warehouse is a real house of fragrance this Christmas.
A couple of funny texts.
What do you reckon Brett was doing then when we were on the phone to him?
Everything.
Someone said, I can't believe he didn't ask him what he was having for breakfast in the microwave.
Someone says, great to hear from Brett while he's moving house.
He had a bit going on by the sounds.
What, didn't he?
I think he was in a car, out of a car, just, in a truck, out of a truck.
Just needed a dog barking and a baby in the background for the lot.
Who says blokes can't multitask?